the latest with shared branching today? What can you tell us about?
We've got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we've got branches that continue to expand. We're now 5,500 branches, so we're the third largest branching network for credit unions. That's a tremendous accomplishment. Credit unions couldn't do that on their own, so the fact that they're collaborating and making that happen has been fantastic. We're also being able to expand the rails that we're riding on and be able to get into some of the other emerging products and stuff that they're able to get into. So it's been a great year.
Oh, very cool. And now my concern, I think there's a lot of people's concern out there with the consolidation of branches lately. There's differing reports on the numbers and stuff there. But is there a concern with the shared branching business model about that consolidation, or what's your take there?
You know, there really isn't. In fact, in credit unions, we've actually seen a growth in crediting branches. Okay. And I think there's an opportunity for credit unions to get out there and get a brand and that kind of thing. And branching, shared branching actually helps that, because now they can set those branches up, offset some of their costs with revenue by sharing those guest members that come in. So I think that trend isn't necessarily the case for credit unions. And I think in addition, as they go through this consolidation, they're able to say, hey, we can leverage this network to where if we do have a branch that's not performing, we can close that one, but we've still got other branches around. But again, we're seeing more credit unions bring in branches than we are seeing them close down branches. So it's been a very positive year.
That's really good to hear, because I mean, there's other reports saying, yeah, the branch is dead, and like, I don't think so.
No, not at all. In fact, we're hearing millennials all the time say the one thing that they want to see for their primary financial institution is location. So it really hasn't changed from the beginning, you know. I think that it all depends on complexity of transaction and what they want to do and when they want to see face-to-face.
And the branch is evolving, too. It's not just a transactional place. It's now kind of a retail environment, a consultative environment. So
that's right.
That has a lot to do with it as well.
Absolutely. That's right. And we're seeing a lot of our, as we're branching out, we're seeing a lot of self-service in order to get the routine transactions, but yet they can still go to a teller to get some help. So, yeah, it's evolving, but it's still robust and growing and doing its thing.
Good to hear. How about digital and mobile? How is that whole tidal wave affecting the shared branching business model?
Well, you know what we're finding is that it's actually it's an accent to the branching network. Members now can be more in touch with their credit union and feel more part of it. It's not really affecting branching as far as not going in. They are actually leveraged in that to where they can be in more contact, check their balances, those kind of things, but then go into the branch when they have a complex transaction. So it's really been a nice complement. And then by being part of Co-op Connect, being able to branch off of that interface to get into those services, kind of dip your toe into them, has also been a huge savings for credit unions.
Well, I also see it as kind of and I think everyone out there will probably agree that it's really an asset to the credit union industry that we can share this type. We not only share information, we share branches as well. So that's pretty darn cool.
Oh, it's absolutely cool. And I mean, it's really a quintessential difference for credit unions. The collaboration, you just wouldn't find this anywhere else.
All right, Craig, wrap up question for you here. I'm asking everybody this. What is your mission? What do you want to accomplish here at Think 16 this year?
Well, I'm actually really excited about getting credit unions energized. And I mean, just listening to some of the speakers and hearing them get credit unions excited about change and moving forward and not being satisfied with this, hey, credit unions are a secret, and really getting them energized about going to what's next and pursuing that credit union difference. I think that's really what we're all about this week.
Awesome, awesome. Great message to end on. Craig, thank you so much.
Thank
well you. Done. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.